What year I went to the settlement? It was in the 30s, though. Mm-hmm.
If you don't care, right before we get started, just state your name so we'll have it on here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm Francis Richie Belcher of Hindman.
If you don't mind, tell us your age.
78.
Okay. And did you live at the settlement school when you went to school?
Yes, I did. I went to school at Vest. Mm-hmm. And we lived in the country. And there wasn't a lot of competition to let you work for it. Mm-hmm. You know. And after I came out of the 8th grade, then I came to Hindman, the mm-hmm. settlement school. And that was a new type of life for me, because I lived in a family mm-hmm. that, and I was the youngest. And so I had to get used to being supervised by, mm-hmm. And of course I was small, and of course I got to scrub floors mm-hmm. since I did that.
Yeah.
And that was all new to me, because I'd never scrubbed floors down with a brush and mm-hmm. a bucket of water and a cloth and mm-hmm. and scrub the floors. So I had to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. And in the orchard house where I stayed, which is now the Maystone building and whatever, they had a long hall, and Saturday was my job to scrub that long hall. Mm-hmm. You took it down 3 times. You have your bucket and water and all that, mm-hmm. and you'd scrub three planks and the baseboards. Mm-hmm. Begin at the top and I'll go all the way down. Then the next one, you went 3 planks on the other side. And then the last plank of the stretch, you scrubbed it over again in the middle. Mm-hmm. And you understand what I mean now?
Yeah.
Okay. And that took you most all day.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
So that was your job each Saturday. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then we scrubbed during the week, we scrubbed one room of somebody's room, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I'd never been used to doing that. Mm-hmm. But I had to learn. Yeah. And it was good for me. Of course, sometimes I griped about it. And let's see what else.
Lift this up a little bit. Make sure I get your voice. There we go.
So that was Saturday's work. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, we got up. We got up an hour later. And then we had to get ready and come downstairs. I don't remember what I did that during the morning. Then we went to ate breakfast, and then we did a little bit of work. I don't remember what it was. And then we went to church. Mm-hmm. And after we came back from the church, then some of the girls had put the meal on the table, and so we ate. And then after that, then we had a rest period here in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We rested. And then maybe we could take a walk with a chaperone. And we had nice teachers.
Yeah, tell me about some of them.
Mm-hmm. They came from the New England states, where Miss Watts was from.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some very nice teachers. And so I had an unhappy experience there during the second year I was there. The second semester, I didn't like that one at all because I'd never cooked before.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a practice house. We stayed at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
There were six girls of us, and I don't think either one was a good cook. And then and we were supervised by the home ec lady, and she was pregnant that year, and she didn't take much interest in teaching us anything, just growled. And I think her poor old husband took a lot of it, but she growled at us a lot, and I guess she did, but we deserved it, I guess, because we couldn't cook very well, and she thought we were. But the semester before, some of those girls they were older than me, and they had, they could cook.
Mm-hmm.
And so that made it kind of hard on us. There was Tracy Prater and this two more girls. And I forgot who the others were, other two girls. Maxine Hughes. And her mother, Maxine Hughes' mother, was also a cook down at the Orchard House.
Mm-hmm.
So we loved that when we get a chance to go to our Orchard House to eat. Of course, I had been used to eating what I wanted, and we didn't have too much to eat. And but I had a charge account downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That saved me, I think. And but we sneaked food out once in a while. Well, we had to. We didn't get it. We didn't have enough to eat, really.
Yeah.
And it was there. I mean, you know, we could have. She made out the menus mostly. She said we did, but I don't think we did. So the next year, I came back and I had to work. I came a month before school began.
Mm-hmm.
And when school was we had to work for a month and do the chores. And after that, well, I think I was there about 2 weeks. And I got sick in the middle of the night, and I upchucked, and so I was really feeling bad. And I went downstairs and I told her, Miss Elkin, I was her house mother, and she didn't know anything about girls, but she thought she did. So I told her I was sick, so she said, "Oh, you've just eaten some green apples. We had apple trees outside." I was always used to apples, but I wasn't fascinated with green apples anyway. And so she made me go on to work. I think I worked over at Eastover, and I got worse and worse. So, well, I think I went to the table and I ate at Miss Watts's table. Mm-hmm. So she asked me why I didn't finish my food. And I said, well, I was sick and I didn't. And she said, well, I think you'll go to the doctor. So she went over and told Miss Elkin she'd send me to meet the doctor. So I went downtown to see Dr. Duke, and he was there. He'd been our doctor a long time, and his wife had grown up with Dad. Mm-hmm. And so he had an interest in me, of course. And so he said, you have to come back. And so I got a little bit better. And then Mom and Lena came up, and Mom said, I just have time to go up and see Frances. So in the meantime, I had written her, and of course, at that time, their mail didn't go through. And so Mom came up, and so she told Miss Elkin she wanted to see me. And Miss Elkin said, well, she's been sick. Said, I think she's just eaten too many green apples. So when I came out to the screen door, Mom said, what's wrong with you? And I said, well, I've been sick and I've written you a letter. She said, well, I think I'm going to take you home. And I said, are you homesick? Of course, I'd been homesick the year before all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, no, I'm not homesick. I don't want to go home now. And so she told Miss Elkin if she could take me home. And she said, Miss Elkin said, well, said, I think she's had too many green apples and so forth. So anyway, Mom went up to see Miss Watts. Miss Watts said, yes, that she was sick and didn't eat breakfast at the table. And she said, I think that she could, she should be taken to the doctor. So Mom went down to see I went down with her to see Dr. Duke. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Duke said, well, she's supposed to come back. And Mom said, well, she tells me that Miss Elkin wouldn't let her come back to see you. So he said, well, you can't take her home. He says, she's got appendicitis.
Oh, gosh.
And so then the man, Billy Boggs, was a taxi driver then, or he had a car, and so I went on to Hazard, and then the doctor just said they was ready to operate right then. My dad said, well, I think we'll wait another day. So they waited another day, and because he couldn't make up his mind, he was so worried, and my brother had been operated on just before that, and it wasn't what they diagnosed it to be. So then I just lay between life and death for about 3 or 4 days. And it was peritonitis. I got peritonitis. And, so I had to stay out of school. I had to stay out of school that whole semester. And I didn't graduate with a class. But that's the sad part of it. But anyway, I learned a lot, and I learned how to work, because I didn't have to at home.
Right. I think that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah, I didn't have to do anything at home, except unless I wanted to. I did the errands, and they knew, I don't know how they knew that I was a good errand girl, but I would take quarts of milk, or some of the teachers lived off in a little house where the craft shop is. Mm-hmm. There was a house way back up there, and our home ec teacher, see, she went home and had the baby, and then she came back with the baby, and she didn't teach that year, and Mr. Potter, he taught 7th or 8th grade, I don't remember which one, but he was teaching there. The jobs were, it was during the Depression years, and jobs were hard to get, so they lived in Tennessee, and he came back for that job, and so I used to take them milk up there, and then they'd send me to town for things. They'd send me to somebody's house, and I don't know. That was on a Saturday afternoon. Always on a Saturday afternoon, I had an errand to do for somebody. So we had real good teachers. Real good teachers. Mm-hmm. And Miss Standish was she had taught everything except home ec in that school. Mm-hmm. She was an English teacher, and she was a math teacher, and a history teacher, and whatever they had. Mm-hmm. So she stayed there several years, and we'd have visitors, and what else?
I was trying to think. You were talking about your teachers, and you told me about Miss Standish. Were you around, first of all, what did you think of Miss Watts?
Well, we were all scared of her, for one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
we none of us did want to be ever be sent to Miss Watts, and I don't think we ever did. But Jim Still was there, and I think he was. He came up there because I guess the jobs were not very plentiful where he came from, Alabama, I think. And so I don't know too much about him, but we thought he was a, some of us girls thought he was a man about town. I don't know. And Betty Cone, her name was Betty. Can't think of her name now. But she came in and right off the reel, she dated Pearl. And he was my next door neighbor from over on the farm at Vest. And that made it nice for me. I always, he always liked me real well. He ran around with my brother. And then, when you, and he got Betty, and I was tickled he dated Betty, because we all liked her. She was real nice to us. And,
did you ever have Miss Cobb for anything?
Yeah, I had her for a, I think a history class. And she was nice. She wasn't one of my favorites, but she was a likable person. I like to talk to her better than and hear her teach. And what else do you want to know?
Well, I'm trying to think. You told me a lot of good stuff. I guess maybe, trying to think of some of the people. Tell me about your teachers and your classes and things like that and living there. That's a big thing. It's just what it was like to live there. Did you, said you were homesick that first year. But
yeah.
How did you like it overall the rest of the time you were there?
I liked it. Of course, I think my junior year I stayed with my uncle and aunt down at Cary. I didn't like going on the school bus or anything like that. But I stayed down there. And when in my senior year, I lived with my brother, and he lived up above Carmenese's, up there, up that way. Do you know where Carmen lives up there?
So.
Yeah. And I stayed there. That was better than the settlement and so forth. Miss Elkin wasn't. She never trusted anybody. For one thing, they said her sister took her boyfriend and married him. So she never trusted girls. Had you heard that? Well, that's the rumor. But she never trusted anybody. And then she had she was kind of pitiful. She was an old woman. And she had to take care of, she was a house mother. She took care of the dining room, the food that we brought up to eat. And let's see what else. Oh, she took care of the garden.
Oh, so. She had a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, she had. And I think that she was old and she couldn't, you know, she just couldn't walk out and get a job. Mm-hmm. And so she just stayed there. And I really felt sorry for her. And I did feel sorry for her at the time because she had too many responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what kind of pay she had, but if she got room and board at that time, that meant something. Mm-hmm. And I think that she, will you be talking to Maddie Martin?
Maybe. I'm not sure yet.
Well, she ran into her down at, when she went to UK. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to, let's see. Now, this is just hearsay, but I don't know. But I think she stayed at her sister's house. And and I think her sister thought that she should have had a little bit of money for working all those years over there. And but she didn't. I don't know. And so Maddie ran into them, and ran into her, and I think she was living with her sister down in Lexington. Mm-hmm. And so it was a sad time for her, really, and she had that. She had a lot of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. on that account.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite fair. And I think she was overworked.
Probably so, it sounds like.
Yeah, she was really overworked.
Well, what has your education from the settlement school meant to you and being there and being part of it?
Well, I got to know people, a lot of people, and a lot of girls, and then I learned to work. Is the main thing. It's my work.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what else. Just overall, I thought it was pleasant. At times. So.
Well, that's all the questions that I had, but is there anything else that you'd want to, I don't know, maybe something that's popped into your head since we've been talking that I haven't asked you about, or anything like that?
No. one of the funny things that happened, Miss Elkin, we had to report to her, you know, the morning, and we'd have dusting or whatever. And Annette Hayes, and that's one of Lib's friends, and she's going to see her this coming, you know, about a week and two, about 2 weeks, I guess. And her mother and father separated, and so they stayed with, and of course, she made her home at the settlement. And then in the summer, she would go to, well, her daddy was here in town. And she'd go to her mother's. And one morning, there was a little entryway. And just a little small one. There was four doors in it. Just come in, and there was four doors. You could go to the dining room, you could go to the, there was Miss Elkin's office, and when they, sometimes they'd have the food prepared there, just, you know, fix it together to put it on the table. And then there was a orchard house, living room, and then there was downstairs the kitchen. So there were four doors. It was just a small space. So.
Okay, wait, let me turn this tape up real quick. Okay.
So, Annette came in, and came in the door, and she was talking to Miss Elkin, and Miss Elkin got on to her for something, and she said, well, you just go to button around, and you don't look where you're going, you just go button around to something. And the door was not closed, going down to the kitchen. So Miss Elkin said, well, you don't know where you're going. And she butted, Miss Elkin was trying to mimic her, you know, and she butted the door, and the door swung open, and she went all the way down. She went all the way down those stairs. Let's see, how was that? Now I'm getting this thing wrong. Oh, the reason she said it, and it was a button the door, and it started to go down the stairs, and she met one of the cooks coming up with a big skillet that had bales on it of fried apples. We had the best fried apples, and we had good biscuits with them too. And so this cook had this bales of a big kittle, and it was hanging down because she was hanging with the bales. So Annette stepped in that. Annette stepped in those hot apples, and Miss Elkin was mad, and she said, "You just go button around everything." And so that's the reason she just butted the door and she went down the stairs. I'm not a good storyteller. it just burned her feet up just about. So she got a rag and wiped off her feet. So Miss Elkin went all the way down to the landing.
Oh, did she get hurt?
Oh, I don't know why she didn't get killed. I really don't. I don't know why. It was a terrible thing. Of course, that went like wildfire around there. Everybody told it.
That is a pretty good one.
And, Maybe. If you got a hold of Annette, she could tell you more about it.
Yeah.
I went down to Sophie Holliday's. No, Sophie Smith. She was a sister. So they were all there, the girls were. And so I said, I told them that tale. And they had, those Smiths had been there.
Mm-hmm.